Welcome to the Monday edition of the Public Square with Dave Zanotti of the American Policy Roundtable. And Dave, you've authored an American Confession, which we're going to talk about today.
Wayne, this whole idea kind of showed up at about 3:30 in the morning. The need to write something down about what we need to do in light of all that's been going on, and particularly in light of our conversation with Eric Metaxas about Pastor Louis Giglio being eliminated, if you will, from the inauguration because of his beliefs, his Bible-held beliefs. That's created conversation all over the nation, and it seemed like there's something we ought to be talking about. And so these thoughts inspired us to write an American Confession to basically explain ourselves to the world and to confess to God that we're not blaming anybody else for the mess America's in, because we feel that a big part of that's our fault. So, Jeff, what do you think? Does a confession make sense, or should we just be doing a protest?
Well, rather than lashing out or shooting from the hip or being reactionary, I think getting the mind of God is the first step and the best step. We need to find out what it is that He wants us to think, how we got in this situation, and then find out what He wants us to do about it. If we follow His directions, I think we will be doing just fine.
The whole idea, Wayne, is to get the salt out of the shaker, and so I hope people will take a look at an American Confession.
Indeed, it will be prominently displayed on our website, aproundtable.org. Look for an American Confession. Hey, thanks to Dave Zanotti and Dr. Jeff Sanders for being with us today on the Public Square, which you can always listen to again online at aproundtable.org. That's our website. And thanks for your support of the American Policy Roundtable. Online, aproundtable.org. And join us tomorrow on the Public Square.